news all the time, 24/7. This is NBC Sports Radio at NBCSportsRadio.com.
Rolling along here on Voices of the Game on Wednesday. Let's bring in.
I love the Twitter handle. Baseball PhD. Dr. Rebecca Herman joins me. Talk about her new book, which is Lead Me Out to the Ball Game: Stories and Strategies to Develop Major League Leadership. Dr. Herman, how are you?
Good afternoon, Nui. I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much.
All right, you're out there in San Diego. How's my guy, A.J. Preller, being perceived right now by Padres fans, the new general manager?
Well, let me tell you, we've been winning since he came on, so we're pretty excited. But, yeah, we're excited about the change. We were due, and I think it's pretty positive overall. Everyone's looking like it's going to be a good thing.
I know you're right over at Padre360.com, and I've known AJ a couple years. He's a grinder. And the one thing I told him before he took the job, I said, look, I need you to go get back the old-school brown Padres uniform.
That would make us so happy. The fans have been asking for that, and if you look around the stands, you will see it's predominantly brown and gold every night.
It's something that's classic about it. But I also used to work in Cleveland, and I tell people, when you see fans wearing brown, that means they truly love the team. It's not a color that people sport a whole lot of. But when they will come out, especially in the summertime, throwing down brown, it's unique. You're the only ones who have it in baseball, and then in football, the Browns are the only ones who have it there. I don't see why you wouldn't want something that's so unique versus the Padres throwing down all that blue stuff, and I don't get it.
I've got to get you out here in San Diego so that you can come talk to them, because I agree. I mean, that's exactly right. We don't want to be like every other person, every other team out there, or when the other visiting team comes that we blend in with them. We want to be us, so I agree.
Yeah, I was so disappointed. 84, they go to the World Series next year, they change the uniform. Why are you changing? You're winning now. Winning teams don't change. The Yankees stay the same. You got something which you won with. Stay with it there. All right, Dr. Herman, let's talk about your book, Lead Me Out to the Ball Game: Stories and Strategies to Develop Major League Leadership. I love the part. My favorite part of the book was Chapter 7, Communicate Effectively. And you say for managers to be successful, they must tell it like it is to their players. The player may not like the role, but what you have to tell your players is this is your role.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's really important, and I think we can take that to baseball or anything we do in life. We can't sugarcoat. We've got to tell it like it is. It's about building trust. You know, we spend a lot of time building relationships with the people we work with the people that are in our lives. And if we can't be honest and communicate, you know, really authentically with them, then they won't know when we're telling them the truth. And if we've already built that relationship, they accept it more readily when we have to give a difficult message.
One thing that Buck Showalter once told me, he said, a lot of times the general fans, who are not diehard baseball fans, want to treat baseball and football the same. So they're vastly different sports. And one of the things that you consistently see in football are meetings. There's meetings, there's team meetings, there's individual meetings. But in baseball, you write in your book here, meetings are kind of worthless when it comes to baseball players. A lot of them don't like it, and a lot of the managers call them and only use them when they have to.
Yeah, and I think with baseball, it's such a unique sport in that it is such a long season. It is definitely has the most games. It goes on, it seems like forever sometimes once you add spring training and postseason in there. And they're grinding it out. It's definitely a grind because it's almost 7 days a week. Sometimes they'll go on a 10, 12, 14 day without a break. So if you were to have a meeting all the time, it really loses its effectiveness. What I've observed with managers, the ones that are most successful, they spend their time having small meetings individually or with small groups of people. If you watch them during batting practice, they go out there and they have little conversations with a group in the outfield, or they'll talk behind the batting cage with some others, and that's more, much more personal, and then get the message across, I think, and also keep working on developing that relationship.
Stay right there, Dr. Herman. Another point of emphasis in Chapter 7 here, Communicate Effectively, of your book, is that managers and coaches, they've got to be consistent with the message. And while you're talking about baseball, this is something that should really translate to all businesses. if you're going to be a manager, have a consistent message. The message can't be, well, you know, this is what we're doing this week. Well, you know, now it's a new month, so we're doing it this way. I mean, it bugs the heck out of me.
Yeah, you've got to have conviction on what you say. And I think that starts, you know, we talked about a little bit earlier in the book about passion and really understanding what you're all about and what you believe in. That will help you keep that message consistent. And it also, when you're talking about your coaches or, you know, in another world, you might be other supervisors or other department heads, you know, you've got to make sure that everyone is on board with that message, with the mission, with what we're passionate about, what we're trying to accomplish. And once that's out there, then everyone really can keep the message the same, and you're not going from one person to the other each day and hearing something different, which is very confusing for people.
So if you're in baseball, when you're talking about playing 162 games, you play day in and day out. We were talking with Dr. Rebecca Herman. Her book is Lead Me Out to the Ball Game: Stories and Strategies to Develop Major League Leadership. As you got to talk to different managers and coaches, give me two guys who when you finished your book, you said, you know what, I really learned a lot about the game from these particular people.
Well, I think a couple of people come out. I mean, if I pick more what I would call an old school manager, I'd probably pick Ron Washington. He was just, you know, such a delight to talk with, and he was able to really weave a story from what it was like when he was playing ball to what it is today, how he can, you know, adapt that, his own, you know, experiences to what the players kind of look for today, but still kind of keep that discipline hand in place. And I think that was really interesting because, you know, sometimes today we try to be things that we're not. And he tries to be really authentic with the players, what he's about, where he's come from. And it's worked really well for him. And another one sort of on the other end of the spectrum would be Joe Maddon. You know, he's out there, you know, what most recently they had the dress-up, what was the party they had? They had the nerd party, but they just did one like where they all wore tuxedos and everything. So he gets them dressing up and really, you know, pushing the teamwork, and we can have fun, and it's important to have fun because, after all, we get to play baseball, and we should be thankful for that. And if we can't enjoy ourselves at work, then we're probably not going to maintain our passion and get our best results. So those two are different ends, but I think they were both great.
Dr. Rebecca Herman's also a baseball blogger, and she is a professor of leadership and organizational development for Kaplan University's School of Business graduate program. All right, who becomes the next commissioner of Major League Baseball, and what would you like to see the new commissioner do that Bud Selig did not do during his tenure?
Well, I'm not going to make any guesses on who it's going to be, but I would love to see the pace of the game improved. I think most of the fans, and I don't think it has to do with the replay. I think it's really that we're allowing the pitchers to take too long between pitches and the batters to take too long stepping out of the box, coming back in. I don't think most fans want three and a half hour games that are not extra innings. So I would love to see something really addressed with that.
You did a baseball tour. Give me your favorite park you went to this summer.
This summer, I'll have to go old school on you and say that I really love Wrigley Field. Hadn't been there before, celebrating their 100th anniversary, and I was pretty excited to be there when, you know, the Padres had just made some changes and they scored 21 runs in two games, so I had to kind of love that.
Life can be tough for the Padres fan right now. It really can be. But I'm telling you, I think you've got the right guy and A.J. Preller, who can help turn this thing around. One great thing, he'll scout. I mean, he will be out there scouting. And you look at a guy like Yu Darvish, he was out there scouting Yu Darvish for years and making the kind of contacts you need over in Japan to make sure that they could be able to sign him as well. So I think San Diego is going to be up on the upswing here.
Oh, I sure hope so, and I'm excited for the future.
Dr. Rebecca Herman, appreciate it. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right, lead me out to the ballgame. Stories.